Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and my ass is worn the fuck out. And here's the thing. Let me give you a little peek into my world, into my psyche. I'm not, like, physically tired. Like, I'm fine. I don't really want to go to bed. I should. I got to fucking work in less than 8 hours. But I don't want to go to bed. So, fuck it. We're recording a podcast now at near midnight. So I might not be able to fucking shout too much. But I feel I can get a little rowdy. We can get a little fucking crazy. I always feel weird about doing podcasts, like, close to fucking midnight. I feel like the entire fucking building can hear me, even though it's probably fucking crazy. I mean, they might be able to hear something. Maybe if somebody's standing outside. Like, I never fucking hear anybody in here. Occasionally, the people below me, I'll hear them, like, talking. But it sounds like Charlie Brown's parents. That is a fucking dated reference, but if you know what the fuck I'm talking about, it's like, blah, 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 blah. But I'm worn the fuck out right now. I'm just like fucking tired. I'm mentally tired. I mention this a lot. I'm an introvert. I don't like interacting with people. I don't like meeting people. I don't like being out with people. Like, none of that shit excites me. I just don't fucking like it. I'd rather just be by myself. Like, if I'm out, it's gonna like wear me down. I can't be out too long. I can't be among the riffraff for too long. If I go to the store or go fucking shopping or go to a concert or go to like a sporting event or any of those things, like I'm okay for the short period of time that I'm going to be there. But like, when I get back, I'm gonna be fucking tired. Even if I'm not interacting with anybody there, just the very fact that like I'm around other people, whether they fucking speak with me or not, like I'm fucking around them. When I'm there, I'm like, nah, I gotta get away from these motherfuckers. Like, my day today was I did a fucking 5K. I went to see a fucking movie. I went to see the Mario movie. It was a good movie. I enjoyed that shit. And I was not looking forward to Chris Pratt's voice, to be perfectly honest with you. But it was fine. It was fine. I liked the movie. And then after that, I went to this Easter thing at my cousin's house. And there were a lot of people there. But like, my cousin's house, there were all these people that I knew and liked. And like, I went to the movies with people that I know and liked. It doesn't matter. If I'm around people for a long time, even if I like them, it's going to make me tired afterwards. Like if I like you and I'm with you, like I'll stay with you and I can fucking talk and I can interact and I can be fine. But the second I'm out of that situation and I get in the car, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And then when I'm home, like I got home today and I knew I wanted to record a podcast and I had to clean puke because Finley's fucking thrown up all over the fucking place. He's doing his normal cat shit. But like, he puked at like an inopportune time. Like, he puked like late last night or some shit. I was like, motherfucker, I can't clean this now. Then I woke up today and I left and I did all that shit. So like, I finally got home to fucking clean it. But like, I got home, it's like, dude, I gotta just sit for a little while. I can't do this. I gotta take a couple deep breaths. This is another like thing where I wonder like how I was in a relationship for 14 fucking years. Like, I was married. Like, I lived with somebody. And I don't remember it being an issue. And maybe it like wouldn't be an issue, but like it feels like it would be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was in a relationship and like somebody was like over here a lot, I don't know how I'd handle that. Like, what are you doing here? What's going on? Are you fucking with my cabinets? Like, what are you going to get? What are you getting in my fucking fridge? What kind of snacks are you fucking taking? Put that chocolate down, goddammit. It is fascinating to me that like people enjoy being around others. Like, extroverts get like energy from that shit. Like, they like going out and they like meeting people and they like interacting. Like, this day would have been like their fucking dream. And this wasn't even a bad day for me. Like, this was a good day. I did a fucking race. I saw a movie with my buddies and I hung out with my fucking cousins and shit. Like, that's a good day. I'm just really fucking drained afterwards. And the thing is too, like, I'm gonna be tired tomorrow. I know I'm gonna be fucking tired tomorrow. Like, I gotta work tomorrow. So I'll be tired from like work anyway. But like, I just know that like, it's gonna be a tough stretch. My buddy's got a camper, so I go out and fucking hang out with him in the fucking campgrounds all day. Like, the next day, like, I'm worn out from that. I could sit on my fucking ass in front of the fire and do absolutely fucking nothing. But the very fact that I'm there and I'm talking and I'm interacting, like I said, even with people that I enjoy being around, it just saps my strength. I enjoy it, but it saps my strength. And then I gotta like come back here in my fucking cave. I just gotta recover. And then once I recover, I'm good. I can go do it again. Like, I can't do too many things like too many days at once. Like, there was a week last year. It was like 4th of July week where I had like something every day. That was a fucking problem. It was like party at one house, party at like another house, softball game, other thing. And I was like, dude, by the end of it, I was like, I'm fucking shot. Like, I can't see anybody today. I just gotta fucking stay in my apartment and do fucking nothing. The recharging thing is really fucking weird. But like, I need to do it. Like, if I'm out and about too fucking long, like, I will break down and I gotta retreat. And like, if I'm around people that I don't know and don't give a fuck about, it's worse. Like, that shit wears me down worse. Like, I can hang out with people I care about and people I like and be with them like all day and be fine. I'll just feel it afterwards. I'll feel worn down after. But like, if like people are talking to me and I don't know them, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, that motherfucker at these goddamn races the last couple weeks. I brought him up on a recent podcast. He's been fucking talking to my ass. That motherfucker touched me in the belly today. Bro, I'm not a fucking cat. I'm not your goddamn cat. Get your hands off my stomach. I didn't even know it was fucking him. My sister did this race, and I thought, like, you know, I felt somebody brush up against my fucking tum. And I was like, is that my sister? Why the fuck is she touching me? And I looked up, and it's this dude. I'm like, it's got to be the motherfucker. It's got to be the same motherfucker. He's like, hey, Chris, you fuck, stop talking to me. We're not even on talking terms, let alone touch my fucking belly terms. That fucking happened like 12 hours ago. I still got a fucking case of the red ass about it. But if you're ever wondering, hey, why the fuck don't we ever see Chris Johnson? Why doesn't Chris Johnson want to meet new people? Why doesn't he fucking hang out with anybody? Hey, we never see that fucking guy. Hey, he never fucking calls us. Listen, I might want to call you. I might want to talk to you. I just can't do it. I just have a hard time doing those things. I do everything I can to make it where if I do actually see you, provided that I want to see you when I come out, which is a rarity, that like I'm ready to go. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. There's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any other fucking podcasting site you want. I don't give a fuck. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, the number 5, and at my Facebook timeline. That's where this fucking cast is going to be.